When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Happy Football Friday as we're dead smack in the middle of the holiday season.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all of them. We're still gearing up for a Saturday midday football game, Saturday at noon versus the Chiefs for these Texans. But, you know, the holiday season is all amongst us.
It came up quick, man.
It really did.
Man. I saw a tweet about, I forgot who tweeted this, but they said Alex Bregman will probably make a decision after Christmas. I'm like, after Christmas?
That's
like,
forever. Wait a minute.
I'm like, that's next week.
Yeah, exactly.
It is.
But, yeah, quarterbacks in the league are getting into the holiday spirit is Mahomes, Burrow, Purdy, all giving gifts to their linemen. We'll talk a little bit more about what the actual gifts were. But the question of the day bases off of that. What's your Christmas tradition? Or
your most unique
Christmas tradition? Or what's your favorite gift? One of the two. As I imagine that these offensive linemen every year enjoy this particular tradition where their quarterback, it seems like quarterback more now than ever.
It's a tradition. That's where this came from.
It used to be the running backs would really take care of their guys after the season.
Yeah.
For blocking up for them. But it seems like
y'all ain't taking care of us.
Yeah. Since there's more money.
Y'all ain't paying us no more.
There's more money in that quarterback pocket.
Yeah.
Those guys tend to really take
that's right.
Take
their
a hold
budgets
of it.
Have been slammed.
100%. That's right.
Like, yeah, y'all appreciate us.
Yeah, the bonuses really had to be cut back this year on the running back.
Get
situation.
Somebody in the fifth round, like y'all be saying.
Get the quarterback to get you some gifts.
Exactly. The quarterbacks did. Patrick Mahomes took care of his offensive linemen. He got them like a gift package of sorts. It wasn't just one. They had like a full Yeti cooler.
Mm-hmm.
They had
red Yeti cooler.
Yeah, red, I guess, obviously. Some Lucchese boots, like Oakley's sunglasses, a Rolex. And then the thing that I thought was the most important was a Normatic Elite. Like some legs, like recovery things. Yeah. I don't even know how to describe them.
Basically help you feel better.
Yeah. Air compression leg attachments, which are $1,000 each. He got those for his offensive lineman. I was like, give me some pragmatic, right? You can give me some Louis Vuitton luggage or whatever, or you can give me something that will actually help me on these days after I was squatting down, having to, you know, pop up and block and move all these 300 pound dudes. Brock Purdy and Joe Burrow also did some stuff. Joe Burrow got his offensive lineman katanas.
Swords.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah. Swords.
What am I supposed to do with that?
So, first of all, Mahomes' gifts were outstanding.
He got it. He's one of six dudes in the league that makes over $50 million a year. You better.
Purdy's was incredibly generous. He only makes $980,000 a year, and he got them all cars. Or SUVs, I guess.
Oh, yeah. He went full-blown Oprah.
Yeah.
You get a car.
Yeah.
You get a car.
And meanwhile, Joe Burrow gets some swords.
That sound like Joe Burrow,
It
man.
Really does.
Joe Burrow's an eccentric dude, man. I don't think we often think of him as that, but, I mean, he came into the season, colored that hair up. bought him a Batmobile and bought his guys some katanas.
Right. I forgot about that.
Hey, he was like, if y'all gonna protect me, y'all gonna protect me like some samurai.
Hey, that's Kevin McAllister as a grown man in the NFL. Yeah, that's not pretty wrong. Much what it is.
You're not wrong.
So what's your most unique operative word Christmas tradition? And this came up because of obviously that's a unique thing that quarterbacks do. And I had a conversation with a friend of mine about my our Christmas thing that we do with countries and all that. And he said, well, we have Find the Pickle. I said, Find the Pickle.
That sounds like that should get like you in prison. Yeah, I don't like what's happening there.
They have a unique Christmas tradition in his family that's called Find the Pickle. And apparently, I Googled it. This goes back to like old Germany. There's a Christmas ornament that's a pickle, and whoever of the kids finds it gets an extra gift. So it's like you wake up Christmas morning, first thing you do is look at the tree to find the pickle.
Okay, it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all right. I get it, but it just sounds funny. And the conversation that we had when he told me that went about how you thought
of course,
it would.
Yeah. Of course, I feel like I'm pretty generic. Like, I don't know that I have anything that's particularly special. I do wonder like that. I feel like I'm real simple about Christmas. It's just, hey man, can we eat some and then can we get some gifts? That's really the thing for me.
Yeah.
I am interested in like the traditions that seemingly have popped up for others. Like, does anybody like, do y'all do the elf on a shelf? Because that's been something that like I've watched other people do and I'm like, that seems exhausting. Although that's not the greatest way to look at things around the holidays, because all of it is just a little extra effort to try and spread joy. So probably I shouldn't put it in those terms. However, it does.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know how unique this one is, but outside of our regular, you know, pick a country thing, we do karaoke all the time, Christmas evening, and that gets kind of...
Oh, karaoke. Yeah. For some reason, my brain immediately went to caroling.
No, we have karaoke machine.
Oh, man. Y'all going down to the neighbor's house and singing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and the Find the Pickle jokes are coming in.
There you go.
Yeah, do you have any unique in your family?
Not really. My family kind of playing a little bit. I know the only unique thing we did, and this was during COVID and all that stuff, we had like a Christmas get together via Zoom. And
that was nice.
That was her family.
Yeah. You know,
my family ain't gonna do no stuff like that.
Ain't gonna,
but her family, yeah, her family.
Your mom about to be on the phone with you. So how do you get into the Zoom?
Oh man, mom, you can't look at this. You can't get Zoom on an Obama phone. it won't let you log on that way. But yeah, we did that. It was actually pretty cool, man. Mm-hmm. Because at that time I was sick. I had COVID.
Oh wow.
That time. So we was on the Zoom looking ugly as hell. opening gifts and all that stuff. So they sent some.
Oh, you
gifts
did gifts out. And everything?
Yeah, everything.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, the whole shebang.
Oh, so
yeah.
Y'all had to mail them and then hold on to them until the day?
Yeah, we had to wrap them, man. Like, we ain't see what it was and all this other stuff. But it was cool, man. It was a weird time.
A lot of people go to the movies on Christmas evening.
Really? Yeah. I can see people watching movies at the crib. Like, I do wonder how many people do things that are out and about on Christmas. And, of course, this Christmas, the unique celebration will be watching and playing or, you know, yeah. and attending football games mm-hmm. as we will on Christmas at NRG for the Ravens game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I guess my unique one, I guess it's not all that unique, but it's, man, basketball. Like, I am morning till night basketball guy. Yeah. And, of course, I say that, and it's not as hardcore as you see. As
like,
it seems.
Watching it?
Yes, watching
it. Okay, I thought you were playing.
They put the five games on, okay. mm-hmm. and I do my best to watch as much of those five games as possible. That's not going to happen this year, obviously. And it's waned because, you know, sometimes it's just hard to be able to be with family and watch sports the whole day, as I'm sure we all know from Thanksgiving. But, yeah, that's one of those. Especially with it being the, I guess, unofficial start of the season, as a lot of people view it, that's usually one of my favorites.
Yeah, a couple
of
things I did since I've been living here with me not having no family here. Mm-hmm. Whenever we don't cook anything, we try to go somewhere, and obviously a lot of places are closed.
Chinese food on
Chinese food.
That's a big one.
We usually do Japanese. Go to a Japanese restaurant, like Hibachi or something like that. Korean barbecue spots and stuff like. We usually do something like that. We do that on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
That's a big one. 832 said at the movies in their Christmas pajamas. That makes sense.
Okay. See, I don't be outside like that on Christmas often, so I guess I just do not see that. So. Hey, all right, cool. But I did want to ask about your favorite gifts because, again, this is about the tradition of these guys, these quarterbacks giving gifts. And y'all being some jerks was talking about how these Texans offensive linemen shouldn't get no gifts from C.J. Stroud.
What did he get?
Being Grinches.
Oh, wow. What does C.J. Stroud get his
Grinches.
They need a bag of coal.
Y'all being some Grinches, right? Oh, my goodness. Which is funny. And I think we'll talk about it more. But I feel like Laramie Tunsil, like, as much hate as we kind of gave him to start the season, he's been pretty good lately.
He's been good.
He's been pretty good lately.
He's been good now. Even the running game.
He can't get a gift?
Not a lot on the
Laramie
running game.
Laramie can't get a gift?
Not a lot on the running game.
He should be buying people
better gifts. Yeah.
Brother, you make the most on the team.
What does C.J. Stroud?
I ain't giving you nothing.
What does C.J. Stroud get them? If you go back to your favorite, you know, gift, that moment of opening that gift that still resonates.
I just kind
of
want to see how many people are going to bring up the bike. I feel like the bike is like or it's either the bike or it's like the game system. Because for me, I remember, and I don't know why some parents do this, and this might be a Two Americas moment. I'm not certain. We'll see on the text line. My mom made it certain I ain't getting you no Nintendo 64. It's not happening. And then here comes Christmas morning. What's under that tree? Nintendo. You didn't have to do that.
Got me like that.
You
too.
Didn't have to do that.
That's like
I would have been
Rider
happy.
The Red Ryder BB gun. The Red Ryder BB gun. Yeah, shoot your eye out.
Yeah.
Nah. She Christmas storied you.
Yeah.
She got me like that. And I didn't know this until I got older, but I kept flipping back and forth like, oh, I want a Nintendo 64. Nah, you know, I want a PlayStation. I want a Nintendo. I was going back and forth. Yeah. I didn't know they went back and forth exchanging these.
Oh, yes. Wow. That's mean.
And no, you had them in customer service in the holiday season?
Yeah, this was back in the day, too. This was in the 90s. So,
they was at Sears in line just sick.
I know.
The lady was like, oh, here you come again.
Yeah, but...
changed his mind again.
I ended up settling with the Nintendo 64, but she had it wrapped up. Mm-hmm. And I used to always try to shake and try to see what it is. And it ripped open where I couldn't really see it, mm-hmm. but I kind of knew what it was.
Yeah.
And she threatened to take it back.
Of course she
was. Well, she was versed in taking it back at that point.
Yeah.
She had done it a few times.
Stroud needs to get his lineman PEDs.
I appreciate that, actually. I kind of like what we're doing there, right? Like, hey, man, let's get the weight up.
CJ needs to give his lineman a playbook and game film.
There was many people and many variations on the UTM and the
How to Play
line.
Offensive Lineman for Dummies.
That's the one. Oh. Are we still making the Four Dummies books, by the way? Are those still in the game?
I still be seeing them.
Okay, because I was like, sometimes. I feel like that's one of the I guess cottage industries, for lack of a better term, that's kind of been hurt by the internet. Is with so much internet, and you can Google things. I guess the idea that the Four Dummies book's still out there makes me happy.
How to Not Fall Start for Dummies?
All right. They might have already gotten that. It feels like they've gotten significantly better about the pre-snap penalties. The 281 said in tying the unique Christmas traditions and the gifts. 281. Me and my brother received a Nintendo when we were kids, and it's still set up at my parents' house. So we sit up every Christmas Day and play.
That's a good unique tradition too.
That's solid.
And this is not unique, but before I moved here, every Christmas we used to stay up to 12 and.
As I got older, this was when I was older, but
I used to just sit and drink with my dad. Just listen to music, drink all night, and then the kids go on to sleep, and then we be up all night till about 4 in the morning.
Holidays are the great time to stay up because you know you ain't got work in the morning, so you can actually have a good time. And shout out to the 832. Said, we'll never forget when I was 5 at my parents' house and they let me open a gift on Christmas Eve. It was an Earl Campbell jersey. I bet you felt like the coolest person in the world as a kid.
That was my favorite Christmas. I got a football uniform, you know, with the pads and the helmet and everything. Boy, I thought I was styling. And then as an adult, of course, Gibson 2009. That was a cool one.
Oh, wow. 832. Another 832 said that they were going on a walk with the cousins. I thought that was a Thanksgiving activity, but I guess anytime the cousins link up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
go out there and get you a walk in, feel better. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, continuing to be in the holiday spirit. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL. Where did y'all see that thing that hadn't happened in 50 years happen? We'll talk about that next.